Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Chelsea with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Historian Anthony Clift from Maryborough has begun a petition... Oh, this is in local news, by the way. Historian Anthony Clift from Maryborough has begun a petition to the Queensland Parliament to return Fraser to the name Kigari Island. Renamed in June of 2023 under the former state Labor government, the island was given back to traditional owners, meaning the word paradise in the Batrilla language. If successful, the push will combine the names Kigari and Fraser. Clift feels that the change in name needs to be reviewed as the island has been known as Fraser for decades. However, the island is often known and referred to by both names, claiming an unofficial dual title among tourists and locals alike.
Queensland's Energy Minister David Giannetsi is set to announce a $400 million investment fund detailing a guideline for the state's future energy needs. The guideline is expected to outline a 5-year plan for how coal, wind, gas, solar-pumped hydro and battery storage will be used long-term in Queensland. Mr. Giannetsi is set to address the Queensland Media Club, revealing how the $400 million Queensland Energy Investment Fund will be arranged. The fund will be managed by the Queensland Investment Corporation, with Mr. Giannetsi saying, quote, "The fund will be an open door to all renewable investment proponents," end quote. The Queensland Investment Corporation is set to provide a pathway for the private sector and government-owned energy corporations to partner on new investment projects and deliver new infrastructure.
And in national news, the Narrabri Shire in northern New South Wales has less than 2 weeks of water supply left, according to local authorities. The warning comes after two of the three bores the council relies on for water tested positive for forever chemicals earlier this year. New guidelines were released in June recommending lower acceptable levels, resulting in the bores shutting down. "We warned the New South Wales government that we were very concerned about the new water guidelines," Narrabri Shire Mayor Daryl Timmins said. New South Wales Minister for Water Rose Jackson said the state government was open to all solutions to the crisis. "We are ready to step in immediately with additional measures like water carting, bottled water distribution, and supplementary water purification systems," she said.
A Senate estimates hearing has found National Anti-Corruption Commission head Paul Brereton consulted the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force on 11 separate occasions. This was despite previous assurance from both Mr. Brereton and Labor politicians that he had stepped away from the ADF prior to taking the Anti-Corruption Commission top job. On Tuesday, the NACC Chief Executive Philip Reid told the Senate Mr. Brereton had not informed him of any ongoing defence duties. In a statement to the ABC, the NACC affirmed that any conflicts of interest had been handled appropriately. "In no way does this impact on his ability to fulfil his duties as Commissioner," the statement said.
And in international news, the UN is slashing a quarter of their global peacekeeping force in funding due to this lack of funding. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is looking for ways to cut costs amid the cash crisis. A senior UN official said, quote, "Overall, we will have to repatriate around 25% of our total peacekeeping troops and police, as well as their equipment, and a large number of civilian staff in missions will also be affected," end quote. It comes as the US proposes to cancel more UN funding for peacekeeping missions in 2026. Currently, Washington, the largest contributor to the UN, owes $2.8 billion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.